Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Bob Ross was an art instructor who rose to fame in the early 90s through his PBS television show, The Joy of Painting. He taught millions of viewers simple oil painting techniques, emphasizing that anyone could create beautiful landscapes with happy accidents. Bob made art widely accessible and joyful. Now, Oregon Parks Forever is sponsoring a Bob Ross-inspired virtual K, a virtual 5K, to help plant trees in Oregon's parks and forests. Seth Miller is the executive director of Oregon Parks Forever and joins the exchange to tell us more. Welcome, Seth.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you having me.
So tell me, what is a virtual 5K?
A virtual 5K is an event that people can walk, run, paddle, roll wherever and whenever they want. So it's not an actual event. Don't go to a particular place. But they sign up to participate in the event on our website, orparksforever.org. And each participant pays $36 for the event, and they get a T-shirt for the event, a bib, and a finisher's medal. And they plant 10 trees in Oregon.
Okay, and so they go to that website, Oregon Parks Forever?
Well, it's actually orparksforever.org.
orparksforever.org, and they sign up there. So tell me about the work of Oregon Parks Forever.
Sure. In addition to this event, which we have hold each year in April, this virtual 5K, we have been planting trees. Our goal is to get to plant 1 million trees. We started this 5 years ago when the fires were so bad in 2020. In your listener area, we funded 100,000 trees to go to Collier State Park, where the ponderosa pines were so badly burned. We also funded some along the River Walk in Grants Pass. But some of the other things that we do, we work with a partner in Medford, David's Chair, to put electric all-terrain track chairs, initially along the coast and now elsewhere in the state. These are, think of them as wheelchairs, but without wheels, they have tank treads instead, so that people can go out on the beach, or they can go over trails that have roots or rocks, or if they're a fly fisherman, they can actually go into up to 8 inches of water and stand up and go fly fishing, that sort of thing. So David's Chair has been a wonderful partner. We met them 7 years ago, and at that point, they had four chairs in Medford, and we're pleased to say that in partnering with them, we've helped them raise funds, and they now have 29 chairs scattered along the Oregon coast and elsewhere in the state.
Well, that's quite an exponential growth rate. It's a good partnership.
It is, and it's continuing to grow. We're pretty excited about that. Well, we also have a program in your area called Track Trails. Think of these as nature scavenger hunts for young kids. We're trying to provide it mainly to kids in the 5 to 12 age range and their families to get outside and active, and they go to a particular trail, and at the trailhead, they'll find a sign that has brochures of things that they can find on the trail. They go out like a scavenger hunt looking for them, and when they get home, there are instructions on the back of the brochure where they can register to hike and get prizes mailed to them. And they get a little passport. Each trail has its own sticker, so they get to collect stickers for all the places they've gone. They also get a laminated activity card, the things that they can do on any hike anywhere. So last summer, we put these track trails at Ashland at Lithia Park, in Medford at Prescott Park, and along the Rogue River at the McGregor Dam at the McGregor Park. This spring, we're adding them at the Joseph Stewart County Park in Jackson County, at the Bear Creek Greenway, at the Fruitdale Creek Trail in Grants Pass, and at the Riverwalk Trail in Rosewood. So it's pretty exciting, and we've got a lot of good activity going on in southwestern Oregon. And I'm sorry I missed you. We were actually across the walkway from you back in June 8th. We held a movie called Out There, National Park Story. And we've actually been getting a lot of requests to come back this spring to show that in Medford and probably also in Klamath.
Well, I love the creativity about these track trails, turning ordinary hiking trails into scavenger hunts with prizes.
Well, thank you. It's a neat program that I can't take credit for having started it. It was started by the Blue Ridge Parkway Conservancy in North Carolina. They have a program called Kids in Parks. You can learn about it by going to kidsinparks.com. And they have, I think it's right now, about 360 of these trails around the country. We heard about it. I remembered when I heard about it how my kids loved collecting the national parks stamps in the passport books when they were that age. And we used to get dragged to many national parks because they wanted the stamps in their passport book. And so I thought this would be a really neat thing for Oregon. And so we have committed to putting 100 of these trails around Oregon. And we don't actually put the work in of doing it. That's put in by Kids in Parks creates the materials, but then the individual park agencies put up the signs and put the brochures out. We provide the funding.
And so your goal is 100 of these.
Yes, we have 32 installed now. We have 19 more coming this spring, and we're working towards the goal of having 100 across the state.
Okay, is there a timetable?
For the 100?
Yeah.
I would imagine that by the end of spring 2027, we ought to have that installed.
Okay, then you'll have to expand your goal.
Well, we've already done that once. We started off with a goal of 50, and once we got to 50, with the combination of the 32 that we have installed and the 19 that are coming this spring, we decided, let's keep going. And so we've increased the goal to 100.
Well, hopefully you can just cover the entire state, just blanket the state with these track trails and scavenger hunts and just get more people interested in having fun outdoors.
Absolutely. I mean, I think there's a goal around getting kids active and unplugged outdoors. It's also the goal is to inspire the future stewards of our public lands. And so we want people to just kind of get out there and have fun and get inspired by what they find along these trails. So we're pretty excited about it.
My guest is Seth Miller. He's the executive director of Oregon Parks Forever, which is hosting a virtual 5K to raise funds to plant more trees. Registration is open up to April 1st. Registrants must complete their 5K between April 18th and April 26th, which covers both Earth Day and Arbor Day. So, Seth, how long has this virtual 5K event been hosted by Oregon Parks Forever?
It was started 6 years ago in Michigan, and we joined on with other states 3 years ago. So this is our third year. But it has now grown to having this event in 16 states, and it's becoming more and more popular.
And how many participants were there last year?
Last year we had 1,300 participants, and our goal is to increase that dramatically to at least 1,500, if not more, this year.
Okay, so when people sign up, what do they get?
When they sign up, they get the T-shirt, they get the finisher's medal, and they get the bibs. But then, more importantly, they fund the planting of 10 trees.
Say that last part again.
They fund the planting of 10 trees.
They fund the planting of 10 trees with their entry fee.
Yes.
And so they get a T-shirt and a medal?
A T-shirt, a finisher's medal, and the race bibs as if they were going on one of these in-person races.
Okay, so how do participants actually participate?
Well, they sign up. They can either go alone or they can go with family members or they can create an event. In fact, we've had a couple different groups that have created fun events with this for themselves. For instance, there's a family that gathers everybody at a country store. They all go on a walk together, and then they come back and have ice cream together. So it's kind of they make it a fun event, and we encourage people to try to be creative and do that wherever and whenever they want to do that.
Okay, so do they actually capture their 5K on video, or they take pictures, or how do they report back that they have completed this?
There are no reporting requirements. However, they can upload pictures and videos to the website where they register. Because it's a virtual event, they basically choose to do it on their own wherever they want to go. And it's not like going to a one of these big runs. I should also point out that this is a very popular event with older people. Most of the people who sign up are kind of in the 40 to 70 age range. And so unlike places where you have to run and be an active runner, this is a great event for people who like to go for a walk, go for a bike ride, paddle on their canoes, that sort of thing.
Okay.
And again, it's just the idea is to get people outdoors and active during the week between Earth Day and Arbor Day.
Okay, so it's for everyone.
It is for everyone.
Now, the planting of 10 trees, how does that happen?
So we gather together all the funds, and then we typically work with the foresters at the various agencies to let them figure out the species of trees and the placement of trees. In this particular case, we have committed that this year's funds will go to the Marion County Parks. They had 6 parks that were destroyed by the fires, the Beachy Creek fire in 2020. And so they're still working on recovering those 6 parks. So we've committed that all the trees from this year's run will go to that county.
And tell me about the importance of planting trees.
Well, I think we're blessed with trees in this state, and it's part of our image and part of the great environment that we have. But they're also important to oxygen and to supporting animals. It's really disappointing when you have a large fire that comes through the way it did and just knocks out so much of the beauty of that area. So that's why we jumped in and said that we want to try to help recover these areas.
And what's your goal to raise for this particular event?
This particular event, we're hoping to be able to have at least 50,000 trees planted. And we have to see whether we get there.
Okay. Well, Seth, how did you get involved in this? Give me a little bit about your background. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up actually on the East Coast in Washington, D.C. I moved to Oregon in 2003. And then, in 2008, I volunteered on a consulting project for what was then called the Oregon State Parks Trust. They were looking for some strategic counsel. And so I ended up leading a group of people who did a 90-day strategic evaluation for them. And then about a year later, they came back to me and they said, hey, our executive director has resigned. Would you consider joining our organization? And so I did. And originally, I thought it was going to be a part-time thing for 2 months while they looked for somebody. But it ended up quickly turning into a full-time job for me. And so now I've been doing it for 9 years. It's a great organization that started 30 years ago in 1995. It was originally called the Oregon State Parks Foundation. It was exclusively focused on state parks. But then 5 years ago, we broadened the mission to include federal, state, county, city, and tribal parks, and decided to change our name to Oregon Parks Forever to represent that broader mission.
Well, we have about a minute left. Tell me about some of your partners.
Well, I think the biggest partners are ones I've mentioned. David Scher is a great partner that we're really happy to help grow that organization with the electric all-terrain track chairs. The Blue Ridge Parkway Conservancy and the Kids and Parks program has been a fantastic partner in helping in working with us to provide these nature scavenger hunts across the state. And then the rest are the various park agencies in the federal, state, county, and city park agencies across the state.
Okay. Well, we really appreciate the work you do. Thank you, Seth.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your helping us to spread the word.
My guest was Seth Miller, Executive Director of Oregon Parks Forever.